So excited to be here, guys, and just talking with you. You know, I spoke kind of, we're kind of going to finish up here finally. We've been going through the book of Acts for quite a while. And when we started this, if many of you remember, I came up here and spoke. Definitely something out of my ordinary.
And did you notice what he didn't say this morning?
I didn't say, Tim made me do this.
Woo, let's get it. That's progress.
I was told I'm not. And if many of you didn't know, when Troy spoke, that was a jab at me when he kept saying, I'm excited to be here. This is what I wanted to do. He was looking right at me across the like, yeah, I did this for me. So anyways. But, you know, we talked at the beginning of Acts months ago about how we were given this gift in the beginning of the book, the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And this Holy Spirit, you know, guides our lives and we may not even know it. It's there every day with us. It's helping us walk through the life that we live. And then I come and I kind of speak to y'all a little bit about how the Holy Spirit, it was filling people up in the early church. The early church was multiplying.
Yep.
It was growing out of control and it was just on fire for what the teachings Jesus had brought. And so the Holy Spirit was this real thing that was building people up. And I spoke about how I came up here and I stood up here. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not great at it. But the Holy Spirit was filling me up. Something couldn't be held down.
Yep.
And we talked a lot about how the Holy Spirit back then, you know, moved in these people, guided their lives and filled them up to the point that they were speaking boldly in Jesus's name. They were doing things out of their comfort zone. They were doing big things to build the kingdom of God. I mean, the Pharisees even said at one point, these men of no formal training, they could clearly see they had no formal training, but they're speaking about these things boldly, and they know exactly what they want to say when they're going to say it. So here I am. I did that weeks ago, and now it brings us to, we talked about waiting and all these things, and we're working through this book, and we're filled up with the Holy Spirit. Yep. We're on fire, and what do we do with that? And what do we do when we're in the waiting? And what do we do when the Holy Spirit kind of tells us no sometimes?
So part of what's been happening is Evan and I have been having these ongoing conversations privately when we're hanging out with each other. And yet I'm having some of the similar conversations. He's having similar conversations with people across his church family and within the community, because it really is a sticking point with most of us about what does it look like to wait on God. Because a lot of times, and this is the thing that we're going to try to address this morning with this simple illustration about being in the way, is that it's very easy for us as Americans to view the blessings and the power of God as these Colosseum, like these big, extravagant wow moments, you know, like these huge things. And so what we're talking through is like when God is working, and when the Holy Spirit is working, the difficult sticking point for a lot of us is this whole concept of waiting on Him to lead us to do those things that He's called us to do. It's not an easy thing, because it's very easy for us to have these other ideas of what God's blessings look like. Does that make sense?
How do we react when the Holy Spirit gives us those nudges?
Yep.
How do we handle when the Holy Spirit tells us yes or no, or go there, go there? What's our response is what we're going to kind of talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are we supposed to be doing?
And what we want in just a very, very simple illustrated way is to just model for you that what we wind up doing if we're not careful is we have this misconception of what waiting is all about. Waiting is not inactivity. Waiting on God to lead for the next step, the Holy Spirit to lead, is not and is never inactivity. What it means is learning how to do those simple things that He's already told us that we need to be doing. Being invested and being involved in those daily simple things. So it's just like this. And this is what we have a tendency to do. Once we realize, And why is this such a battleground for most of us? Because the difficult battleground that most of us face is being able to be in the Word, being able to open up the Word, and be able to just open our hearts up and talk to God. I was talking to somebody this week, and I talk to people weekly, and especially men. It comes back to a sticking point that it's difficult to open our hearts. It's difficult for us as men to talk to God, to express our emotions, to lay ourselves out before Him in a relational way and just talk to Him by faith. But when we get that and we start doing it, it's like, man, I'm in Acts chapter 26. Man, I love these verses. And I'm studying. I've been going through Acts on my own, just like a lot of us have. So I'm in the Word, and I'm like, Father, please help me. I yield to You. I want to be the man that You want me to be. And I know, man, I just feel things going on. God, I know that You want to do great things. I know that You want to do, I'm expecting something big. And then I get all excited because I'm really beginning to understand that I'm in the Word, I'm in prayer, I'm feeling this relationship, and I naturally interpret it like, yeah, the gospel is about going. So I make these big plans, I got these big, great ideas, and I'm going to go for it. I'm like, yeah, God, I got...
No, you're not. No, back up here.
So how do we respond to this? What do we do when the Holy Spirit tells us no? Tells us to wait. So naturally, as a society, what are we going to do? We're going to distract ourselves with other things? Or are we going to press in harder?
ESPN, baby. The Hokies won yesterday. Ooh! Sorry, UVA fans. Anyway. Dude,
but the
did
world,
you know they have Pinterest for men on here?
I'm trying to talk here, Tim. The world is full of distractions that want to take our attention. The devil is trying to distract us. And ultimately, we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. We were fired up. The Holy Spirit built us up. We were really getting going. Or do we make a choice?
All right, that's it.
To press in harder.
Yep. Back to Acts.
Do we pray harder? Do we dive into the scripture harder? Or we do what the world tells us, where
Father,
we
I believe
should just be distracted
saying.
And do whatever is comfortable, whatever is easy.
What you called us to do. Man, this looks, I think I make it harder.
Ultimately,
than
though,
to be.
Yo, it's man, hard to do this alone.
Hey, you want to join me?
Yeah,
hey,
listen, I would love to join you, Tim.
Why don't you come hang out with me? All right? Let's study the Word together,
Let's
man.
Set the chair
are you
on
cool?
This other
are you
side.
Cool with? You going to play over here? All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you're gonna pray with me?
Yeah, man. I want to pray
Dude,
with
I know,
you.
I know, men.
I want to dive into the Word with you because right. ultimately,
let's do it. Acts chapter 26 is where I've been reading.
Man, let's do it.
Yeah, read 20. What is it?
28.
Yeah, I was thinking about something.
All right. Yeah. So Agrippa interrupted him. Do you think you can persuade me to become a Christian so quickly? Paul replied, whether quickly or not, I pray to God that both you and everyone here in this audience might become the same as I, except not in these chains.
Man, doesn't it like,
man, it hits you.
Yeah,
it hits you hard.
No, I know. Like
it hits
his
really
burden,
hard.
Like he wanted everybody. Like he's talking to the king.
Yeah.
He's not ashamed. Like he's telling him, dude, I want you to be a Christ follower.
Yeah.
And he's saying he wants that for everybody.
Yeah.
Man, I think we should be like that.
Yeah, I'm fired up, man.
I know.
This is getting me fired
dude,
up.
Dude, I feel like I got that big feeling. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, man.
Ready.
I got that feeling.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, fellas. No. Let's wait.
You sure?
Yeah. Let's go wait. Let's go back up here and wait.
But I'm really fired up. I could be over there.
No, not yet. We'll wait.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Man, I'm 2 for 2 now.
You're bad luck.
All right. I'm trying to work through that.
You want to maybe dive back in a little more?
Yeah. No. Dad, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm just trying to
just kind of live life together.
I'm just trying to work through it. Like I was expecting, but I'm like We can feel it. I was expecting big things.
I was fired up. I thought this was the time, but
yeah,
maybe me too. Not.
Okay, we'll
kind of dive in.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. You know, Father, please. We'll just walk life together. Yeah, not heads need each other.
Right? Word a little bit more. You definitely need that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I appreciate your guidance.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, help my unbelief, Father. Hey, there we go.
You know what, man? I was thinking.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you
to do that. I've been enjoying, you know, it's good for us to live life together, but I know a guy named Sean. He's starting a Bible
study. I know a guy named Sean.
You know a Sean, too?
Yeah, but I say it's Sean.
A lot of Sean's in here.
I say it's Sean, though.
It's Sean.
Yeah, that's how he spells it.
You want to get your Sean, and I'll get my Sean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Sean, come over here.
Sean, my brother.
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
You want to read the Bible with me?
You want to do Bible study with me?
Live life with me.
You cool?
You grab that other chair. We got another thing coming.
That's awesome. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
You get a chair for... Ow! Hey, man. My name's Tim.
Sean.
Sean. Sean with an H. Okay, good. I want you to meet Sean.
Sean?
S-E-A-N.
Sean, meet Sean.
Okay? He doesn't have an H in his name. Okay. That's good.
Tim, this is my friend Sean. Did you meet him?
That's awesome. And that's the guy Sean's been telling me about.
I've been telling you about
him. Is that the guy that's starting a Bible study too?
Yeah, he's been starting a Bible study.
Whoa.
He's been, you know, listening to the Holy Spirit.
Dude, that's awesome.
You can sit right here next to Tim. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sweet.
That's good. Right. So we've been in Acts chapter 26. Yeah, let's check
read it with
out.
Us. Great. How you doing?
Let this be the church. Where people fall apart.
Yeah, I'm super proud of everything out here. It's going on, man. Of our messy
stuff. Sean, I got something over here I need you to
do. When we meet and when we stay, come just as you are. Sean. Oh, let this be the church.
Hey, Sean, I need you. I need you over here.
Sean.
Come on over here.
I just was getting to know him.
Thank you.
Where
thank
there
you.
Is no place for shame. Where yesterday's
that's my friend.
And we're all dude, a new name.
I'm so proud of these guys. Like, you
came, I want to be frustrated, man. It's bothering
me. I mean, no, I'm trying to work through. We're getting close.
We were diving in.
Man, we're feeling some brotherhood with those guys. But, like, as much as I want to be frustrated because I feel like I lost something, I'm also just, like, excited.
I am. Like, there's something inside me really burning.
There's, like, something stirring, man.
What Sean's going to do.
I know.
What Sean's going to do.
I know. But, like, it's like, I know that they're growing. I know there's good things going on.
But it's hard, you know? Like, it's hard.
Yeah,
we're in our group. And I was comfortable with our group. We were really getting to know each other and living together.
We were jiving together. Could you feel it?
I don't know about I'd use the word jiving, but okay, yeah. Different generation here.
One of us is wearing paisley and one of us is wearing plaid.
It is very
That's all
clear.
I got to say.
Let's get back to the Sean's.
I distract very easily.
You do, squirrel. Okay,
sorry. So all I'm trying to say is, like, for me.
I'm fired up for what
me
I'm
too.
Heard Sean Byers is doing with
no,
that
no, me
group.
Too, but like, I'm trying to work through because in my mind, I thought this was going to turn into like some big men's event and we're going to have like
we can only 30 guys in here living life with us every day, couldn't we? But Sean had to go and, you know, he felt called. Something was nudging him.
I know, but that almost feels like it feels like what we've been reading in the book of Acts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the church is trying to multiply.
Yeah, like growing out.
Growing outward.
Yeah, so it's not always.
I don't know. I'm pretty fired up. I heard that Sean Byers has invited some other guys to his group.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, so it's like he's healthy. It's growing. Man, that's like kingdom stuff.
Blown away. Like,
so
big things happen over there. I've been praying for them, man. You should be praying for Sean's group. It's going really good.
Wow.
I'm just fired up for them.
That's fantastic. You know, that sense of loss. I mean, because it's hard not to make it personal sometimes. You know what
I'm
saying?
You know, and I miss them being here. I miss having those deep conversations.
Yo, man.
How's
you doing?
Good to see y'all.
How's it going? Who's this guy you got with
What's
you?
Name?
Connor, nice to meet you, Connor.
Connor, Tim Duggins, man.
Is he in your group?
So you hanging out with him now?
Yeah, yeah, I was in his
Dude,
oh,
that
awesome.
Is...
Oh, man.
I'm so stinking proud of you.
Hey,
whoa.
Look who it is.
Yo, how you doing, man?
Hey, good man, I'm Evan.
Alan?
Alan. Oh,
hey,
man.
Alan, my name's Tim. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, he's been teaching me how to act.
Oh, that's good.
Man, yeah, man. That is good.
That's great stuff,
Dude,
man.
This is even better. This is even better than we thought.
This group is, like, growing. Man, I'm so excited. We've been praying for y'all and talking about all the great work y'all been doing. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you tracking with us this morning? Sometimes we make this whole process way harder than it needs to be. It's not about having this huge education. It's not about having all of your theology boxes checked. It's about you personally seeking a relationship with Jesus and then just bringing somebody with you. And then as somebody comes with you and we are becoming healthy, we're trying to spread the joy and the health to somebody else. And so one of the things that we have been talking about is how often we interpret the beautiful things of God as something that we're supposed to hold on to, and it becomes personal.
Take possession.
We take possession of it. And so then when the Holy Spirit is trying to enlarge the kingdom of God, we interpret it as personal loss instead of kingdom gain. Huge difference between personal loss and kingdom gain when the Holy Spirit is working and when the Holy Spirit is calling.
What's our natural response? You know, I'm in a prayer group. I feel like I have some kind of like control over that. It's comfortable. I get to know these guys. When really we're called to encourage these other groups. We're called to mm-hmm. pray for them, mm-hmm. you know. We're talking about, you know, we're excited to see what they're doing, what the Holy Spirit's calling them to do, and them listening to those nudges.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
And then once we're experiencing this on a personal level, then we can celebrate kingdom work, like with God calling Maddie and his wife to Mount Zion, and Matt and his wife to Elton Community Church. And Pastor Jeff at Rapidan Baptist, and Pastor Jeff at Novum. And then we can begin to, instead of it having these walls or these dividing marks, we can begin to see that the kingdom of God is being expanded, and it's about Jesus and what he's trying to do. And what we've been seeing over the last several months is more and more of you simply following these nudges of the Holy Spirit and responding. And we believe that in the coming rest of our lives together, there is going to be more and more of you that is going to realize that it's the Spirit of God trying to separate you to touch more lives.
So we get stuck on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck on... If I go to that church, I can't go to this church. If I go to this Bible study, I'm stuck in that Bible study.
Yep.
Why do we do this? I should be praying for Sean's men's Bible study, even though I have a group that meets on Wednesday mornings and prays yep. together. We should all be praying for Sean's group on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
There's no, you know, brand right. loyalty. There's none of that.
Yep. My team versus
I should be
team.
Praying for Mountain yep. View Chapel, just like I'm praying for the church down the street.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what we are called to do. We are all pursuing the same thing.
Yep.
Pursuing the kingdom of God and living out something we've never experienced before, like the early church was.
Yep, absolutely.
It was multiplying laterally, is what we would say.
Yep, absolutely.
And there's no stopping it. When these people have things welling up in them, the Holy Spirit's burning in them,
yep.
they are just following those nudges.
Yep.
And the Holy Spirit's telling them when and where.
Yeah, absolutely. Acts chapter 27. You look at verse 27 through 44, and the verses are going to be up on the screen as I'm talking to you. Acts chapter 27, what I love about this passage, when we're talking about Paul, if you look at what was going on with Paul, from the time that he appealed to Caesar until the time that he got to Rome, they say is approximately 2 years. Paul is waiting all that time. Does that mean that Paul was sitting on his hands? No. It meant that Paul was going with the gospel where he was and what was going on in his life. And in Acts chapter 27, when you see this situation that unfolded where he's on the ship, he's got this centurion, this strong Roman leader who has taken an understanding and a liking to him. And literally, there's this 270 plus people that are literally saved because Paul steps up and he proclaims the good news and his God to these people. And even when they start to abandon the ship or they're going to throw people over, he says, no, my God has told me that if you don't stay on the ship, you're going to experience heartache. And so he stands up and you see all these amazing things, but it's because Paul is doing all of these small little things as he's waiting. He's committed to his God. He's committed to the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He's committed to just loving the people next to him. And then he is being the representation of God to these people by the Holy Spirit. So let me give you, the gospel has go in it. But we can go while we're waiting. And I think that's what a lot of us misunderstand. We're not supposed to just sit on our hands.
Are we staying vigilant?
We can't be complacent. And as much as American society is all about comfort, God wants to bring comfort into our lives, but he's not concerned about us being comfortable.
You know, the fact of the matter is, it's nerve-wracking for me to be up here.
Absolutely.
But when something's welling up inside of you and God's calling you to do something, we are all called to get out of our comfort zone. Tim talks all the time about baby steps. These are all little baby steps that the early church was making, waiting for the Holy Spirit to guide them.
Yep, absolutely.
Like Tim said earlier, we're always waiting for these big boom moments that the Holy Spirit's going to be like, oh, this big group's going to go and do this. Are we staying fit while we're in the waiting?
Are we
staying in the Word? Are we listening for when the Holy Spirit's going to speak to us?
Yep.
Are we ready for when it does speak to us? Or are we distracted by the world right now?
Absolutely.
And I just encourage any of you, I know a lot of people in here have stuff churning in them. Don't hold that down.
No.
Let it well up and do something out of your comfort zone. I'm not up here trying to do this because I think I have it all together or I figured it all out, because that's definitely not true. I'm doing this to be an example.
Do any of us have our stuff together?
No.
No.
I'm doing it as an example to show you that when something is overflowing in you that you can't contain, you need to follow those nudges from the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. And steps of faith with the gospel create responses on our part. And we hear this in our church family more and more. What you're talking about makes me uncomfortable. You grinning at me, I got to grin back. This seems strange. This is not my norm. I am outside of my comfort zone. Just so you understand, when we hear those kinds of phrases, you know why I jump up and down and I get excited? Because those are responses to the Holy Spirit calling you to walk a different path, to be separated for ministry, and we're all called to ministry. Let's do away with this whole big, are you called to full-time service? What in the world does that mean? That's another whole thing. But we are all called to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to be ministering spirits. And so what that means is when we are taking steps of faith, obviously, we're outside of our comfort zone. The Holy Spirit is trying to stretch us. He's trying to get us to do things, because here's the thing. A lot of us in America, we're looking for these big monumental wow moments. And what we do is we overlook the go of the gospel while we're waiting on the Holy Spirit's provision with the person that we live right next to, who's our neighbor. The person that's on our job site that annoys us to death and we can't stand, start praying for that person. Change your attitude toward that person. Let the gospel permeate you now where you are and be the hands and feet of Jesus there, and then see what he does with that and how he blesses. Let me give you this illustration. I've been talking to more and more people about this. We have this idea in America that church is like this big, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And what the Holy Spirit has been calling us to over the last multiple months and years is it's more like a heartbeat and it's more like a pulsating. Like, we know that God is blessing his church family. We're just trying to love God and love each other. And people keep coming to Christ. People keep getting baptized. People are stepping into Bible study. People are stepping into learning how to talk to God. People are stepping in to just bringing people with them. And so more studies and more groups are starting. So it's kind of like this. Get this picture. God blesses. And then there's a breath. It's like this. Do you see the sending? And it's like this lateral movement. It's not this tower that's being built. It's not this huge, like, we're this like. No, we're trying to experience health and blessings. And so when God blesses, it's to be spread out all over this county, all over this region, all over this planet. And we've got people represented all over. And we know that the Holy Spirit is working in some of you. And we have to be willing to go where he wants us to go and to do what he wants us to do. And it starts right now where we are. And we're seeing that more and more. But can I just tell you, we know that the Holy Spirit is calling more and more of you to step into roles that are going to make you feel uncomfortable, out of your comfort zone.
Freaked out.
Go ahead and use your own words because you're standing up here. Stop looking at my paisley shirt, man. You talk about me being distracted.
Yeah, your shirt's distracting me for sure.
The ones that, when we started this, what was one of the reasons why I've been saying to Evan privately, stop saying Tim made me do this, because Tim's not making him do anything. It's the Holy Spirit welling up within him. I'm just telling you right now, regardless of what he says publicly, he can't keep his mouth shut. That's because of his pursuit of Christ. And he and Karen pursuing Christ together, it's this wellspring of life inside of him that he can't contain. That's the way it's supposed to be for all of us. For those of you that know my story, this is the last thing I wanted to do. Don't assume that you know my story if you haven't asked me. I fought and ran from and pushed this responsibility away for years because of what I had seen and what I had experienced. So I'm going to say this to some of you. If you've been hurt by the church, if you've been hurt by church leaders, you're looking at a person that understands. And don't let past hurt keep you from experiencing the healing, cleansing, reformative power of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Amen.
Because what we're trying to be and what we're trying to experience together is something that most of us have never experienced on a human level in a group.
And I'll back up with Tim saying there, I knew Tim some during those days, and we can't let what we think is going to happen control us. I pray for Mountain View that we will be a church that listens to the nudges from the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And we'll go places and we'll celebrate what other people are doing.
Yeah.
But then also celebrate when we come back together.
Yes, absolutely.
And we glorify him and we live life together, even though we might be serving somewhere else or doing something else or being in a different Bible study or being at a different church. We're not letting our assumption of what we've seen before change what really we can do and what we might be able to experience like the early church grew and saw every day.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of people that have been hanging out with us that have not made the decision. to believe that Jesus is the Son of God for themselves. If you're in that today, nothing would make us happier than for you to say, I believe that Jesus came and lived and died for me, for my forgiveness, for my health, for my transformation, and you trust him. Others of you, this whole discussion has been difficult because you're having trouble yielding control. Because you got trust issues. Today, maybe for somebody, it's time for you to say, Jesus, you are now my Lord. I make you Lord. You've been my Savior. I'm giving up. I'm giving in. You do whatever you want to do with me and experience the joy and the vivaciousness and the filling of the Holy Spirit. All we want is to just be a church family. We're not trying to put pressure on anybody. We just want to present the truth and let the Holy Spirit work so that you can be free to be the person that God personally wants you to be. And then we can do that together. And that's beautiful because we're really pressing in to learning and growing and changing individually and together. But how do we do that? Just what Jesus said. We learn to love with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we love other people the way that we kind of naturally love ourselves. I don't know, we don't know what you need to do today, but we're just begging you. If today could be the day where you just give up and you just lean into God and you just say, God, you do whatever you want to do. I believe in you. Thank you for loving me. Whatever it is, we are trying to learn to be who God wants us to be individually, but then collectively. And we know that it's the plan of the Holy Spirit to empower believers to be ministering spirits in this dark world. Like never before, we need that. And we want to ask you to be a part of that. Just be the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's think about these things as we stand and worship together in song.